Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. World leaders are warning President Trump that if he moves the United States Embassy to Jerusalem, it could spark a major war in the Middle East. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It seems that Donald Trump has some hesitation as to the fact that he would move the American embassy into Jerusalem and do it right away. Now, he's made a lot of promises, committed to doing it. What's your reaction to all of this, and what are you reading and hearing?
Well, Jimmy, first off, we hear from various Republican leaders and various diplomats and world leaders and others that have been saying, be careful about this because it could set off an explosion in the Middle East that would mean you, the new president of the United States, are in a war, effectively, you know, in your first months in office because of this action. It also comes after the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. He said that they would consider it an act of war if the embassy were moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and that they would march in and reverse that. And that appears to be the background that caused President Trump to at least dilute his promise. But Jimmy, what's being suggested in Israel is that a compromise might be set up, whereas David Friedman, the new U.S. ambassador to Israel, will live and work most of the time in Jerusalem at the consulate there and will only occasionally visit the Tel Aviv embassy. The official embassy would still remain in Tel Aviv, but the ambassador, who does the main work of the embassy and is the main contact, obviously, with the Israeli government from the United States, would live and work mostly in Jerusalem. It's being suggested he would move to the official American consulate apartment and do his work from there. That happens. President Trump can say, effectively, we have moved our work to Jerusalem. Our ambassador is residing there without actually making the official move and thereby setting off a potential war. Of course, the Israelis do want to see the U.S. Embassy officially move to Jerusalem, but they are very cognizant of the potential conflict that could set off, and Hamas and Hezbollah have also made threatening noises. So the Israelis want to see it moved, but of course they don't want to see another war.
David Dolan with that Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. It does not matter what the Trump administration does about the location of the United States Embassy, whether in Jerusalem or not, Jerusalem will be the united, undivided, eternal political capital of the Jewish people. That's found in the Bible, God's Word, and it's found in Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 16, and chapter 6 and verse 13, 2 Samuel chapter 7, which is the Davidic covenant, and Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 26 and 28. These prophecies guarantee that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...